radio interview yesterday.
I had a bad night. I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
It's election day in Britain. Of Conservative Party rule, this voter says what the opinion polls have been reflecting.
The Conservatives have got to go. They've just done so much damage, and they should have never even been there in the first place.
The left-leaning opposition Labour Party is expected to win by a landslide. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it's fired more than 200 rockets at military installations in Israel after Israel killed one of its commanders. CBS's Holly Williams reports.
Israel says the commander was responsible for firing rockets into Israel from Lebanon. Hezbollah, like Hamas, is backed by Iran. And since the October 7th attack, an uptick in sometimes deadly tit-for-tat fire along Israel's northern border with Lebanon.
Storm Beryl, now a Category 3 hurricane, has the Cayman Islands in its sights. Kenneth Bryan is the tourism minister there.
Fire, our police, our regiment, our coast guards, everybody's readying themselves. The community has been putting themselves together, working with the hardware stores and the supermarkets and getting prepared for any food, goods, water. They're also securing their properties, boarding up their windows.
The storm's path could take it to South Texas by the weekend. Around Oroville in Northern California,
raging flames have consumed more than 3,500 acres, and firefighters tell us this fire is 0% contained. The fire is so out of control, 28,000 people were forced to evacuate.
CBS's Elise Preston reporting. A 4th of July tradition since the year 1916, CBS's Steve Overmeyer gives us a preview of this year's Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship.
We have no idea who's going to win, but there's at least 4 to 5 and even 2 women who could be rising to the champion level of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition. They're all eating at around the same level of hot dogs.
16-time champion Joey Chestnut's staying away. Why? Well, he's signed an endorsement deal with a vegan hot dog company. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. It's parade day in Racine. Preparations are underway as we speak for the 88th annual 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. Folks started putting up chairs and blankets at 5 a.m. with the main procession starting at 9. The parade route is 2.5 miles along Main Street, officially starting at Gould and Main. It'll move south and turn up 14th Street. There will be a military flyover at some point during the parade. For those that can't get to downtown Racine, you can watch on Channel 24 or on the My 24 TV website. Tonight for the fireworks, the city of Racine has set up extra accessible parking. That's in a lot near the Kids Cove Playground at North Beach. While Racine's downtown parade takes center stage, several other communities in Racine County are hosting their own Independence Day celebrations today. Union Grove, Raymond, and Waterford each offer unique parades and family-friendly activities, including a cow pie raffle and kids' tractor pull in Raymond. Tishigan completes the countywide festivities with a fireworks display Saturday night. Looking south, Kenosha has their downtown dedicated to the 4th, with a carnival, live music, and a fireworks show tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Brewers shut out the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-0 win over the Rockies. It's the crew's first shutout victory in Colorado since 2005. Christian Yelich with another home run and being named a starter in the upcoming All-Star game.
Yeah, not a bad day and a win, you know, so a pretty good day. We'll always take that. And, you know, great job from the guys.
Catcher William Contreras, also named a starter for the National League team. Colin Ray pitching 7 scoreless innings, and the crew making a trade to get some help in the bullpen. They send minor league infielder Gregory Barrios to Tampa Bay for 29-year-old right-hander Aaron Civale. He'll likely be in the starting rotation. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have signed a free agent from the Lakers. It's small forward Taurean Prince, 6'5", 30 years old, averaged about 9 points a game in 78 appearances last year for Los Angeles, where he played for Darvin Ham, now an assistant coach for Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms at a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Little Woolly Bully, Sam the Sham on WRJN, receives home for local news and timeless hits. Good morning, Don Rosen, getting ready to ride in the parade this morning. Chris Morrow filling in on what's turning out to be a beautiful start to Independence Day. We'll see sunshine for the most part this morning. Getting into the 80s, fireworks look pretty good tonight. There is a chance of rain, mostly after midnight, so we should be able to get the lakefront fireworks in. Keep an eye on the sky if you're out there, but so far, fingers crossed, could be a very great day. In fact, we're expecting it to be. Zombies, WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone is the time of the season for loving. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? miss.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Dressed in their summer clothes.
Rolling Stones, WRJN, there's Painted Black. And good morning, Chris Morrow here. Coming into the local news at 7:30 this morning, Stuart J. Waddles, a rundown of some of the things happening in Racine and across the state here on this 4th of July weekend. We call it the weekend. Feels like out here today. Going to be a sunny day today for the most part. This morning we'll maybe see some clouds roll in about halfway through the parade, and there's a chance we could see rain this evening, but a very slim chance that anything falls before midnight. Fingers crossed for the fireworks this evening.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of authentic dialogue. WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I want.
It's Bachman Turner Overdrive, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Good morning, I'm Chris Morrow. Haven't seen too much yet. Still a second cup of coffee in my hand to get the early morning hours started here on the 4th of July. Glad you're here as we get things rolling with Elvis now. Local news, timeless hits. It's WRJN.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
I've found you. I won't let you go. The Foundation's local news and timeless hits here on WRJN. Good morning, Don Rosen, getting all set to climb into one of Lou Regani's classic cars and cruise through Racine's 88th annual 4th Fest Parade. The parade steps off at 8 o'clock. That's when all the fire trucks and stuff go down, sirens and lights going. Then at 9 o'clock, the main body steps off, a three-hour extravaganza downtown. Be looking for it. We are your home for local news. Let's go to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom at 7:30 and get this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the 4th of July update. It's parade day in Racine. Preparations are underway as we speak for the 88th annual 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. Folks started putting up chairs and blankets at 5 a.m. with the main procession starting at 9. The parade route is 2.5 miles along Main Street, officially Gould and Main. It'll move south and turn up 14th Street. There will be a military flyover at some point during the parade. For those that can't get to downtown Racine, you can watch on Channel 24 or on the My 24 TV website. Tonight for the fireworks, the city of Racine has set up extra accessible parking. That's in a lot near the Kids Cove Playground at North Beach. While Racine's downtown parade takes center stage, several other communities in Racine County are hosting their own Independence Day celebrations today. Union Grove, Raymond, and Waterford each offer unique parades and family-friendly activities, including a cow pie raffle and kids' tractor pull in Raymond. Tishigan completes the countywide festivities with a fireworks display Saturday night. Looking south, Kenosha has their downtown dedicated to the 4th, with a carnival, live music, and a fireworks show tonight. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. Happy 4th.
Partly cloudy today, a little muggy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon with a wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially after midnight. Our low down to 66 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms at a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. Don Rosen is off this morning, getting ready to head to the parade route. Probably heading down there right about now with Lou Regani. You think it's underway in, 45 minutes as they step off at 8:30, 50 minutes to get that started. And then the main body steps off at 9 o'clock, 3 hours worth of great parade downtown. And we're going to be in it with Don and Lou from WRJN. Now, Janis Joplin.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. Stand in mind. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, love, he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
News, timeless hits. JN Roy Orbison this morning. Chris Morrow in for Don Rosen. Don's getting ready to ride in this morning's parade. Hope you're going to be heading down there. You probably are by now if you didn't stake up at 4 o'clock this morning. So many people do that. The blankets and folding chairs all lined up along Main Street already, and it's a big event, and I hope you enjoy it. Going to be a pretty nice day as far as the weather goes for the parade, too. Starting out this morning with plenty of sunshine, it's on the warm side. We'll see more clouds move in throughout the day, but no real chance during the parade or even during the afternoon today. First chance of rain looks like it's best late tonight, most likely following the fireworks. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Keep your eye on the sky just to stay safe, but enjoy the 4th with WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Partners for hometown sports. Taco Fest returns on July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories, information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? It was a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming, ooh, people are changing.
local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN. Happy 4th of July. Good morning. Coming up on 8 o'clock, coming up on about half an hour away from when the parade steps off downtown. Hopefully, we're providing a perfect Wait for the Parade soundtrack for you with all these timeless hits, including the Beach Boys now.
Ba 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 ba. For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Democratic governors come out swinging for Joe Biden despite last week's debate debacle.
The president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well, because the results that we've been able to see under this administration are undeniable in all of our individual states.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, but CBS's Scott McFarlane reports there's growing concern among Democrats in Congress.
A second U.S. House Democrat, Arizona progressive Raul Grijalva, urged the president to withdraw Wednesday, saying what he needs to do is shoulder the responsibility for keeping that seat. And part of that responsibility is to get out of the race.
In the Caribbean,
Hurricane Beryl is far from over. It's hitting the Cayman Islands today. People there have been boarding up windows and filling sandbags to protect their homes. And in eastern Mexico, preparations are also underway in resort areas including Cancun and Tulum.
CBS's Tom Hansen reporting. The Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group is ramping up its attacks on Israel. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports.
More than 200 rockets have been fired toward Israel from southern Lebanon, increasing fears this could escalate into an all-out war. This is one of Hezbollah's largest attacks yet, and it comes in retaliation for the Israeli killing of another of its commanders. The Israelis, meanwhile, are studying new proposals from Hamas to fire deal in Gaza.
It's election day in Britain. Voters are expected to end 14 years of rule by the Conservative Party.
I don't think I would ever vote Conservative again after the Brexit vote. Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, totally destroyed any confidence that I had in the party.
I feel like every candidate's pretty awful. I don't think any of them are particularly good choices.
I'm not voting hard in the day out at Kew Gardens, and I'm escaping the nonsense.
Polls suggest the left-leaning opposition Labour Party could win by a landslide. Australian police confirm they have found human remains while searching for a 12-year-old they believe was the victim of a crocodile attack.
The recovery has been made. It was particularly gruesome. For the family, it is the most devastating outcome. They are in a state of extreme shock and disbelief.
The child was last seen on Tuesday swimming near a remote town in Australia's Northern Territory. A heads up if you eat products made with liquid eggs.
The problem is that there is a danger of undeclared allergens. The products were produced on June 11th. It includes all 32-ounce cartons of Fairmeadow Foundation's whole eggs with citric acid, with a use-by date of September 16, 2024.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper, nearly 5,000 pounds of liquid eggs involved. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com. It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunderstorms.